Hello there. This is Sian Winters. I'm the executive producer of Watchers. We were asked by one of our viewers, I guess you could say, if we would do podcasts. Now, I don't know anything about podcasts other than it's a bunch of voice recordings. Sometimes I think it's video recordings. Again, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about it, but they asked that we kind of maybe read some stories or do some DVD commentary type things to go along with the Watchers episodes. Give you a little bit of overview, I guess. Watchers actually began before Buffy ever ended. We began planning probably February of that year that Buffy ended, when we knew that Sarah Michelle Gellar wanted to go on to other things. So knowing that she didn't want to do Buffy any longer, I thought, well, let's do a virtual spinoff. So I asked Susan Carr if she'd be interested in doing it, and her first reaction is, what's a virtual spinoff? So basically, a virtual spinoff is a virtual television show, which is something that you read over the internet. It's run very similar to what you find in a regular television show. Some people do it in script form, as if you're looking at a script that actors would do. Other people do it in prose. We kind of took the concept and did both. We have scene descriptions at the top of each scene, but the actual scene itself is written in prose form. So it's actually easier for our writers to kind of do that, but also to introduce them into script direction, things of that nature. And it helps the readers, too, I think, to kind of know where they're at and what they're doing, especially since what we're doing is so abstract in the way that it's created, that it's anything that we can do that kind of paints a better picture for the reader helps. And one of the things that we wanted to do in regards to that, too, was putting in the photos that you see. You'll also find sound bites. We've got a fair amount of videos. So we've got 5 years that we've been in production. When you total all the episodes together, it's actually worth 6 years of episodes. Since we didn't shoot 22 episodes, we shot 24 a year. Some of those episodes, too, the finales actually went to 6 or 8 acts. So all told, we probably have about 6.5 years worth of writing up there on the Watchers page. But like I said, this is just kind of a short overview of how Watchers began and how it was created. We knew at the beginning that we had certain characters we wanted to include, but the hardest part was waiting for the finale, not just to see how Buffy would end, but to see how it might impact Watchers. And we were very fortunate that everybody that we picked for this new series would actually survive and be able to go on to Watchers. So, like I said, we wanted to start a spinoff because Gellar didn't want to continue with Buffy, and we wanted to still kind of keep this franchise alive and the characters that we enjoyed. I've always been more of a sidekick fan than a hero fan. I spent many years in the Xena fandom and was a very big fan of Gabrielle more so than Xena. So Willow was always one of my favorites, so I know that she wanted to be a central part in the series that we were creating here. So pretty much the series began built around Willow and Giles, two characters that I think are very similar in many respects, but also have their own quirkiness that's nice to write and create with. So what we did is we went about setting up the idea that Giles and Willow were rebuilding the Watchers Council, and everything kind of moved forward from that point. So like I said, this is kind of a brief overview of what Watchers is, how it came about, and in future podcasts what we'll do is kind of get more into details of specific characters, what we've seen for them, and kind of where they're at and where they're going.